Zelensky calls for a preemptive nuclear strike on Moscow. Joe Biden says something very interesting. And have you heard of blackface? Well, what about black voice? Take it away, AOC.
Don't tell me that this is about an a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology when my life was threatened. Thank you.
Welcome back to the High Impact Flicks channel. All this and more coming right up.
People ask me all the time, hey, Brian, do you really use that keto elevate stuff? And does it really work? The answer is yes and yes. Never in my entire life have I lost body fat so quickly. Not even in my prime at 25, which is over 25 years ago. I'm approaching 54 this year. If you want to support the channel and do your health a favor, grab some with my link in the description.
The man who fake streamed CIA infiltrated Operation Mockingbird MKUltra Media calls a hero called for a preemptive nuclear strike on Moscow, which could literally kill billions. Let's take a listen. What should NATO do? They can use nuclear weapons on Russia, but what is important, I once again appeal to the international community as it was before February 24th. We need to launch preemptive strikes so that they know what will happen to them if they use it and not vice versa. So what he's saying is, we need to strike them, but they don't need to strike us. Calling for nuclear war, guys. We need to eliminate the possibility that Russia will use nuclear strikes in case Putin says, oh, you want it that way? Well, here you are. Rethinking the use of pressure is what I think NATO should be doing. Reconsider the order of application of nuclear weapons. So the hero is calling for a nuclear strike on Moscow. And what kind of response do you think that's going to get from Moscow? What kind of response do you think that's going to get from people who are allies with Moscow? Bad stuff, man. Bad stuff. The thing that we really need to keep on talking about is this CBDC thing. You know, we got the U.S. congressional parasitic politicians in Washington's District of Criminals constantly launching billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars toward Ukraine. The thing that we really need to keep our eye on is this CBDC. Former HUD Assistant Secretary Catherine Austin Fitz explains to Tucker Carlson the truth about CBDCs and the control grid, the digital control grid. Listen to this.
So, Tucker, the one of the bedrocks of freedom is freedom to do financial transactions, including privately, or freedom to do where you want to do and wherever you want to do. And unfortunately, as the financial system has become more and more digital, you see more and more not only invasive surveillance, but more and more controls. You referred to Canada, perfect example.
More and more controls, which means less and less freedom. The more digital we go, the higher the security from all governments, not just the U.S. government, but the Chinese government, the Russian government. They want to monitor every single transaction, everything that you buy, everything that you sell, everywhere that you go, what you save. I've even heard that these CBDCs can be, you know, they can have an expiration date. So if you, let's say you earn your money and they put these credits into your bank account, if you don't spend them in a certain amount of time, they're gone. If you say something that they disagree with, let's say the fact checkers picked up the fact that you posted something on Facebook or Twitter or one of your social media outlets, and they said, well, you know, we can't have that. And they start taking money out of your account because, hey, you've been a bad little boy and your social credit score has gone down. So we're going to dip the ladle, our ladle, into your little bowl of soup and take some out. Let's see how you like that. We can't have that kind of stuff. As you increase with the digital surveillance apparatus, you decrease your freedoms. Anonymity is freedom, and CBDCs will take anonymity away. We got to fight against this.
And the reality, as the financial system gets more controlling and more invasive, it's a little bit like bringing up a corral around us. And CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom, and we don't.
Well, financial transaction freedom and conveniences. You know, there's a lot of convenience to just pulling that little piece of plastic out instead of going through your wallet and finding out the exact change and then getting change back. You just slide that little thing into that little digital reader and everything's all taken care of. We've become such creatures of comfort, and we've gone after this digital, you know, this digital apparatus to the point where it's almost like we're getting set up to accept the CBDC.
I don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them, and they can dictate where we can spend money and what we can spend money on. The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid, and it gives the ability for the central bankers, and they've said this publicly, the ability to not only set the rules centrally, but enforce the rules centrally. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
Financial transaction control grid. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, libertarian, whatever. Every single American, every single person in the world should be resisting central bank digital currencies. I always think about M. Shel Rothschild. He said, give me control over a nation's money and I care not who makes its laws. If you have that kind of control over a central digital surveillance apparatus, you have 100% control. Not only do you control the value and issuance of currency, you actually control it when it's in people's accounts, because you'll see it all the time. It's not like you're going to be able to take dollars and put them under the mattress and in the safe. Yeah, fiat currency is bad because it drips away the value, and when they release more dollars into the system, the M1, M2 money supply, what happens is every unit that you currently possess diminishes in value, so that purchasing power evaporates. This is going to be infinitely worse because they'll be able to control everything that you say, everything that you do, everywhere you go, everything you buy, everything you sell. No more yard sales, no more stuffing dollars into little Johnny's birthday card anymore. They'll know exactly what you've got. They'll know exactly how to twist your arm. They'll know exactly how to control you. They'll know exactly where your money is parked. Money is parked. Apparently, China launched some kind of spy balloon over the United States. People are getting out their video cameras, and you can actually see it during the day. Listen to this.
Reporters on the balloon, which is still hovering over the continental United States, adding the U.S. government has very high confidence that this surveillance balloon was sent by the People's Republic of China.
Balloon is currently traveling.
You mean with all the surveillance, with all the money we give the Pentagon, they think, they're fairly certain this came from the People's Republic of China? They don't know. They don't have the technology in place to determine whose balloon this is. I'm not sure I'm buying any of this. You got fake stream CIA infiltrator Operation Mockingbird media telling you that the Pentagon is telling us that, yeah, this is more than likely this is coming from China. What's the truth? Where's this really coming from? What is that object in the sky? What is its purpose?
At an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. Instances of this kind of balloon activity have been observed
Oh, somebody from the military says it doesn't pose a threat to people on the ground. Well, guess what? That means it probably poses a threat to people on the ground. If the government says it's one thing, it's probably another thing. Oh, yeah, the Affordable Care, it'll be absolutely affordable. The Affordable Care Act, nothing could be more unaffordable. Yeah, it's the Patriot Act, nothing could be more unpatriotic. Yeah, we don't foresee that this is going to harm anybody. They were even thinking about shooting it out of the sky, but then they thought, well, we probably shouldn't do that because the debris falling could kill some Americans.
Previously, over the past several years, once the balloon was detected, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information.
The U.S. military scrambled.
And this thing is supposed to be massive. Man, if you take a DJI or a Mavic drone or some kind of, you know, drone and put it in the sky, they'll automatically know it's you. They'll know where you live. They'll have you triangulated and pinpointed. But China can launch a massive balloon spy satellite, and they're just now learning about it.
22 fighter jets yesterday and closed the Billings, Montana airport, ordering a ground stoppage Wednesday while the president was briefed by his national security team in the event that President Biden opted to order the military to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon. Among those who briefed the president were General Glenn Van Herk, the head of U.S. Northern Command and NORAD. He and the other military chiefs recommended not shooting down the balloon because of the danger posed on the ground from falling debris and the assessment that the surveillance balloon does not provide the Chinese government with more intelligence than it can glean from existing low orbit satellites. President Biden.
It's like, yeah, any information they could get with that balloon, they've already got with the low orbiting satellites. Gotcha.
Was asked about the balloon at the White House today, but ignored the question. A senior defense official, Jillian, said this is not the first time that a foreign government has sent spy balloons over the U.S. in recent years, including during past administrations. But what is different this time is the amount of time it has lingered. There were reports of pilots seeing this balloon because it is so sizable. Jillian?
Jennifer.
So this thing's huge, they say. Speaking of Biden, listen to what he said today. More than half the women in his administration are, wait for it.
More than half women. More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women. More than half the women in my cabinet.
We're just going to listen to this again. This is hilarious.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
And you got to love the internet. This guy right here says, or this lady says, less than that. He's right. In a rare moment of clarity, Biden tells the truth. Here's the other half right here. You know who that is. I can't say it on this channel, though. Moving right along. We heard what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Chavez-Cortez says. We're going to listen to her again. But imagine if some white guy or some, let's say, Marjorie Taylor Greene or, you know, one of the other Republican women, Boebert, acted like she's acting. Can you imagine the outrage that would ensue for the next 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even a month, talking about, oh, you're culturally appropriating black faces out and we don't like black voice either. You should be canceled. But AOC is not going to be canceled.
Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me because I didn't get a single apology when my life was threatened. Thank you.
Don't you tell me, honey. Oh, I better not do that too much. Last but not least, I put out a poll tonight on the Twitter sphere. And because I saw it from, I can't remember what that guy's name is from. His name is David. David from Valuetainment. He put out something. He said something about who's the worst enemy of America. And he only put Russia and China. So I was like, I replied to his, not that he's ever going to see mine, but I was like, why did you leave out the U.S. Congress? So I just said, who's America's most dangerous adversary? Russia, China, or the U.S. Congress? There's 730 votes. We already got 85.2% for U.S. Congress, 13.3% for China, and 1.5% for Russia. If you want, I'll leave the link because I'm going to leave this up for, I think it's 3 days. Oh, yes, there's two days left. So I'm leaving it up for a total of 3 days. If you want to weigh in on that, I'll leave the link in the description for you. You let me know, who do you think America's, of the three, who are the most dangerous adversaries? Who is the most dangerous adversary for the United States? Russia, China, or the U.S. Congress? If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know. Don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. If you want to support the channel, grab a hard-hitting conversation-starting design you can get from the store. You can put it on any shirt, hoodie, mug, cell phone case so you can record your dishonest public officials. And I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored, shadow banned, 100% viewer-supported video.
Guys, we already know that they want to decimate the dollar, destroy the economy, bring us into a cashless society, and eventually make it difficult for us to even get food. That's why I constantly promote My Patriot Supply. Every chance I get, I turn my fiat currency notes into long-term storable food. This stuff is awesome. It's got a 25-year shelf life. And one thing we're all going to need is storable food. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. With my link in the description, you get $100 off of every order instantly. It'd be a good idea to order it while you can, because I'm not sure how much longer they're going to be able to ship this out. My link for your $100 off discount is in the description below.